Webmasterradio.fm.
Would you build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Master.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Domain Master. Sorry about the late start. Had trouble hooking up with our first guest, so we're going to do our second guest tonight first, and that's Mr. Todd Crawford. Todd recently joined Digital River as their Vice President of Sales and Business Development, and he was previously Vice President in Sales at Commission Junction from 1998 until March of 2006. So we're going to do a short break and then do a couple commercials and be back on with Todd Crawford and learn about Digital River and what they do and how they can help all of you do a better job at your business. Be right back.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
FM proudly presents
EdTech, the world's largest interactive marketing event, blows into Chicago July 24th to the 25th, delivering to you the perfect composition of powerhouse keynote speakers, industry-intensive panels, and interactive workshops. Secure your presence at EdTech Chicago so you too can be equipped with the instruments and know-how needed to be in concert with the rest of the interactive marketing industry. Visit www.ad-tech.com to register today.
A rose by any other name would still be the same.
Move over, Shakespeare.
You need to differentiate yourself from your competition. Do it by aligning yourself with a company who has earned the trust of Jupiter Media, the NHL, and Lionsgate Films, among others. Moniker.com is the most secure ICANN-accredited register on the planet, offering you domain registration, hosting, domain sales, and acquisition services. Wrap that up with 24/7 support. That's your winning combination. Moniker.com. More than a name.
With over 30,000 clients and 8 years of experience, Westhost is not your basement hosting company. Starting at $3.95 a month, Westhost offers the lowest price virtual private server technology in the industry. Yet, they don't sacrifice their world-class data center or superior 24/7 client support. Sign up at Westhost.com today and get the hosting technology and real support your business needs at prices you can't find from other hosts. Westhost.com. That's Westhost.com. Westhost.com. When you expect more from your web host.
Katie Kempner. Katie Kempner.
May I have your attention, please?
Katie Kempner. Katie Kempner. Katie Kempner.
Just a little bit about the hook.
The hook.
What I hope to do with the hook is to give you the chance to hear what my friends and colleagues are thinking about doing. People in the marketing, PR, advertising industry is right on the forefront, and including people that cover these industries. So what I'd like to do is help you make your job easier. What I'd like to do is join me each week, 2 o'clock on Tuesday.
The intersection of advertising and PR.
Slim Katie, yes, I'm the real Katie. Yo, you want the Slim Katie, so just demonstrating. So won't the real Slim Katie please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Katie, yes, I'm the real Katie. Yo, you want the Slim Katie, so just demonstrating. So won't the real Slim Katie please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
Right here. Right here.
On webmasterradio.fm. On the hook.
Welcome
Now, back to Domain Masters.
You're still master of your domain.
Yes! Master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Hello, welcome back to Domain Masters, and again, so apologize for the delay. We had a little mix-up with our first guest, but we're very happy to have on Todd Crawford, who is now VP of Sales and Business Development for Digital River. Digital River is a global leader in e-commerce outsourcing, and they've built and grown revenue for more than 40,000 clients, including Motorola, 3M, H&R Block, Novell, Act, and many others. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I understand you're a fairly new member to Digital River, and you were previously with Commission Junction, is that correct?
That's correct. I had been at Commission Junction almost 8 years since we started that company, and kind of built it up and wanted to look for something new, and took a little break, and Digital River found me, and I'm real excited to be there.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Digital River and One Network and what they do and how they really help impact customers and help them increase their revenue.
Sure. Well, Digital River got its start by actually providing the download capability for a lot of the largest software publishers out there, and you mentioned a few, Computer Associates, Semantic, or some others, and they also provide the actual e-commerce engine. So they host the web store, they provide the shopping cart, they process the payments, they provide the customer support. So if you went to Semantic.com and went into their store, you would actually be transacting with Digital River on behalf of Semantic. And then around that, Digital River has built a lot of marketing capabilities and expertise. So email to the customer, from the confirmation email to reminding them that it's time to renew their subscription or to learn about new product launches, to search marketing and site optimization, and then finally affiliate marketing, which is where we have the One Network.
Right. Now, so it sounds like it's kind of like both an internal and an outsourced solution for a lot of companies where you kind of extend their ability to serve their customers and transact, do transactions to help grow their revenue. Is that correct?
That's correct. And there's a lot of clients. So we don't provide the full end-to-end service for all of our clients. Some are using more of a self-service model or a hybrid where they're using some of our services in addition to doing it themselves.
Right, right. Now, we met each other at the Affiliate Summit, and this this show is one of two parts of the Affiliate Summit and also SES Miami follow-up and, show follow-up. So talk about specific affiliate customers and domainers and how your experience and know-how and even as the company can really help benefit those individuals getting up on the web and helping them generate more revenue and profit.
So I know a lot of listeners are familiar with affiliate marketing, and basically that's what a network is an affiliate network. If you want to go check it out, if anybody wants to check it out now or after, it's affiliates.digitalriver.com. And basically they can log in and join programs like Semantic and pick up links. They pay really good commissions because it's software and it's on-demand download. So conversions tend to be pretty high for the consumer, so that's always good for an affiliate. When you're looking for money, you want every click to have as much potential of converting to an action that's on a commission. The the things that we do for some of our top affiliates is help them with their search marketing efforts. They are really good at keyword arbitrage, and we buy hundreds and thousands even of domains, primarily for them to use when they have a more of a branded term in the URL. So if Semantic were in the URL, like the Semantic Store, we would buy that domain on behalf of one of our search arbitrage affiliates, and then they work to drive traffic to that site, which is basically like a mini e-commerce site where the consumer can, find Semantic products and buy them.
Right.
But we do have a lot of other affiliates that drive sales otherwise in other ways, through rebates and coupon sites, as well as just product reviews and recommendations and things like that.
So, one of the things that we preach and one of the big questions that come up at some of the big domain conferences and also at SES, Webmaster World, and the Affiliate Summit, which we found just in this recent meeting, is that there's a lot of people that have large portfolios of domain names, and they only use a small percentage of them. Now, when I go to the traffic show, most customers are using all their domain names for parking pages, and now starting to engage on some of the build out of some domain sites, some websites, and also some affiliate sites. When I go to the affiliates conference, there's a smaller percentage of domain names that are being used for the affiliate sites, and a lot of the names are staying stagnant, like not in use. Why do you think it is that there's different areas in the market that use the domain names differently? And what kind of things is your organization doing to help them get those domain names up and running?
Well, I think I can feel the pain if somebody owned a lot of domain names, because it's hard to do something with every one of them. Sometimes parking them is kind of the easiest way. Maybe putting a few links on there, whether it's AdSense or other affiliate links. But if you've got some really great names and people are typing those in right into the browser, especially if they're related to a lot of the things that are kind of in the news or in people's minds when they're surfing the internet, like internet security, spyware, virus protection. We've got tons of products that are around that, and I've seen guys that create more of a template, kind of like the park domain templates, but they go ahead and build it out so that it's a 3 or 4 page site, and you can go online. There's plenty of places where you can hire people who write ad copy for you, whether they write product reviews or information about spyware and how to protect yourself online or what to think about, list some of the top products. So now you've got some templates, and you basically pay people. I've heard you can get 2-3 pages of content for $50. So you get somebody to write that content for you, and you get that on those sites. So you've got great content, and sometimes, that'll help with the organic listing as well with those sites, so they're not just typing them in the browsers. And I've seen a lot of success with affiliates doing that. And, it doesn't take a lot of effort once you kind of get the first few done, because you really work off a template, and you just provide unique content into each of those templates based on what the domain name kind of is best suited for.
So you're saying the best thing that you can, it's easy to get somebody to write some of that ad copy, or is there some automatic generated content templates out there already by other companies, or is it something that you guys refer to, or what would you recommend there?
I know there are. That's actually a good point. I'm sure someone could Google it right now, probably name 20. There are people out there that do have pre-generated content that you can buy. The only risk there is that you may run into that you're sharing duplicate content, and you could get kind of dinged by the search engines. But again, there's several sites out there where you hire freelance writers, and they'll you basically say what you want written. They show you sample works. You're kind of assured that they know what they're doing, and they write up some unique content for you. And like I said, that's worked really well for a lot of affiliates that really want to either offset some of their dependency on doing SEM, because a lot of affiliates do focus on that. And, kind of Google holds the keys there, and MSN and Yahoo. So some affiliates are looking to diversify, and I think that's kind of a smart way to do it, because they're getting into content, website content.
Right. So if somebody has, if some of the domainers in the audience want to start this process and, have some names that they would like to move over from parking pages over to some of the affiliate sites, what's the easiest way to get started? Go ahead and start, look for somebody who can do the ad copy first. Take us a kind of a step-by-step approach about how you would go about getting a couple of the sites up and running and start to generate some money right away.
So again, web templates are a dime a dozen on the internet as well. There's some great sites out there. I think pinecone.com, I'm probably not remembering if that's the exact URL, but I know she does some great templates there. You pick up those templates, restyle them to how you want them, and then you basically are ready to start populating them with links and navigation and the content. Once you get that, then you go and you sign up with the, you find which products you want to promote, obviously, first. So if you're going to focus on, let's say, spyware or virus protection or firewalls, you'd go and you'd look for those programs to join them and get the links for them. There's text links, there's banner links, there's product and box shots of the product. And if affiliates want help, we can get them the product descriptions and things like that. I mean, they're also available on the websites where there's, and you just incorporate that all. And again, it doesn't have to be a real heavy site. You don't have to build out a 40 or 50 page site. Having 3-4 pages where you kind of focus on the different products and things like that, and then you just links off to where they can buy them. And the other thing that's interesting is if you build out, let's say, dozens of sites like this, if you can link them together, because they should all have somewhat unique content and be somewhat related, you're going to obviously create better relevancy for the search engines, because they're going to see them linking together as well. And that way, people, when they click off your site, if they don't click off one of the products, they may click off to one of your other sites that's somewhat related.
Right, right. Now, a lot of people out there use Linkshare and Commission Junction and some other larger sites. We talked briefly with Sean Collins, I guess it was 2 weeks ago when we had him on the show, just to talk about the Affiliate Summit a little bit. What are the advantages and disadvantages about using a large house, a large affiliate-based site like Commission Junction to help with the affiliate marketing side, or a smaller house in niche markets?
Yeah, so One Network obviously is niche. We focus really on software. The beauty of that is software has much higher margins than, let's say, going out and shopping for clothes or electronics, consumer electronics and things like that. They're going to have smaller margins. You also tend to have higher returns with products like that. Someone buys some shoes or some clothes, and when they get them, they either weren't quite the right fit or they didn't look as good on them as they thought, and so they're going to return them. And so affiliates obviously don't like to see that. With software, once someone gets it and downloads it, they know that's the product they want, and they're going to download it. A lot of the products that we have are offered as trialware, so the consumer, after clicking through from an affiliate site, can download it, try it before they buy it. And what we do is, on some of those products, we embed the affiliate link into the software. So they don't have to worry about cookies or anything else getting in the way of capturing that sale when the end user consumer upgrades to a full paid version. So that's some of the advantages there. I think software tends to have a better conversion rate as well, as long as the traffic is targeted, obviously. So those are some of the things that I think. I mean, it really depends on the domains that you own. If you own redtennisshoes.com, you're probably not going to want to link to some software titles. You're probably going to want to do something around shoes or apparel.
Right. So now, you worked for Commission Junction for a long time. So, I mean, who is the best, since you're not with them anymore, but I mean, is Commission Junction like the king, and then everybody else plays second fiddle, or is there some really good players out there that could help in case you don't have software-related domains?
Well, I think, the nice thing about all the networks is they all have, they list the products, they have category taxonomy, so you can browse pretty easily, similar to a search engine. So, if you had a domain, redtennisshoes.com, logging into the various affiliate networks, you could easily go into apparel or shoes and start looking for the right, offers that you want to build a site around. There are a lot of sites out there that offer good educational information. Affiliateclassroom.com, they were at the show in Orlando. They're building out extensive online training for affiliates and webmasters. So, that's a good resource. Sean Collin has AffiliateTip.com, and he puts out, bits and pieces of information. There's a lot of message boards out there where affiliates hang out. Revenues is a great blog that talks a lot about affiliate marketing and search marketing. So there's a lot of good resources out there. And, at the end of the day, some of the best affiliates figure a lot of this out by trial and error, and then they try not to tell anybody and hope nobody finds out, right? Because they want to have the edge as long as they can. So some of the kind of the newer bleeding edge stuff, you're not going to see a lot of information about that. But this is a pretty tried and true method. I've known affiliates since 98 that have owned lots of domains. And when the ones that don't want to build sites, a lot of what they'll do is actually, if they have a good name, if you had, spywarealerts.com or something like that, if you could literally direct that right to a product page through an affiliate link, so the consumer never goes anywhere but to a product page for Semantic or Computer Associates that's selling spyware. And I've seen affiliates have a lot of success with that as well.
Right, right. Now, give us some tips on the best way to negotiate the revenue share part of it. Now, is the revenue share standard in the industry? Do you have more leverage when you have more traffic, more conversions? I mean, speak to us from the other end. If you're an end user, I mean, give us some inside tracking on the best way to negotiate with the affiliate network so that you get the highest payout.
Well, what every affiliate wants to look for is not only high commissions, but obviously good converting programs. But even more importantly, I think, are end-user offers. So having a coupon, having a free shipping, having software bundled so that you know you're getting two pieces of valuable software for less. Those are the things that actually increase the conversion and attract the consumer, because a lot of times that's what they're looking for. They know the product exists. They're looking for a deal. But when it comes to the affiliate commissions, it really depends on the vertical. They tend to kind of, if you go into hardware and consumer electronics, you're going to see maybe 1% to 3% commissions. You go into software, you're going to see 10 to 75% commissions because, you know, once software is written, every sale is incremental revenue, where hardware has a fixed cost to it every time. So, you know, that's one thing that's attractive to affiliates.
How do you go about though taking that 1% to and making it 3%? Because that's a 66% increase to your favor. You know, that's or actually three times your expected revenue of what you could negotiate at 1%. You can get to 3%, or like you said, from 10 to 75. Is it vary on product line, or is it something you can negotiate with the actual company, like a Digital River or like a Commission Junction? Do you have any kind of leverage at all, or do they lay down the law and you just have to fit into that payment schedule?
Most often it's going to rely on each individual merchant because they're going to know what their margins are. And, you know, they're willing to pay affiliates more. You know, everybody wants to, if it's a valuable affiliate, I'm going to want to try to keep them, retain them. It's not just about attracting them with a good offer. Now I got to retain them, because once they start having success with me, they could very easily go have success with one of my competitors, right? If I'm a merchant.
Right.
So I want to retain them. So you will see merchants willing to do offers. I mean, obviously, they can only go so far, and it is competitive out there, you know. I mean, I tell competing for every square pixel of real estate on an affiliate site as every other advertiser that can gain interest with them. So, you know, part of it is performance. If you're doing well, some programs have automatic tiers, right? So if you are selling 100 sales a month, you might automatically get a higher commission. So, but, you know, you might also go in there and say, look, I've consistently done 100 sales. I want to be at an even higher rate because, you know, I think I'm worth it. And, again, it comes down to the merchant. Some are very open and responsive to that, and some, you know, it's like pulling teeth and you know, they might not do it.
Right, right. Now, you've had a chance to see thousands of different approaches online using, the affiliate of strategies and both from a Commission Junction side and now from Digital River. What are the top two companies in terms of performance, and what do you think makes them successful on affiliate marketing?
You mean affiliate networks or affiliate?
The end user, the site, like the individual site that's hooked up to one of your networks, and they're just kicking ass. Like they're well ahead everyone else because they're doing certain things that are just performing better than the next person selling the same products and services.
Well, you know, right now the buzzword in that is search, paid search. And a lot of affiliate built great websites and that are specific to, you know, a handful or 1,000 or even tens of thousands of keywords. And they go out and they buy those keywords and arbitrage them on the CPA offer. It is a science. You don't want to just jump into it and go spend $1,000 through Google and find out that you didn't get any conversions. But the guys that are doing that are doing really well. That's probably one of the top ways that affiliates are making money right now. As a matter of fact, Digital River is incorporating this product into one network that will allow affiliates to do bid management with software campaigns right through the interface. So you set up your accounts in Google and Yahoo, and then you log into one network, and when you get this tool, you can actually pick a campaign, upload your keywords on it, make changes to those keywords, and then you get all the ROI tracking. So you know what you spent and you know what you made, and you can get that in real time. So that's going to be a really important tool, because most of the top affiliates that are doing this are having to figure this out themselves. They're going out and getting a third party or building some kind of bid management tool or spreadsheets, and they're just kind of winging it that way. And the ones that are good definitely have figured it out, but the guys that want to get into it kind of don't know where to start, and this tool is going to give them that.
Now, is it going to help with that arbitrage piece, though, the piece that people are really capitalizing on? Does it have that kind of sophistication, or is it just to help you manage the keyword buying better?
Well, it's going to allow you to upload your keywords and make changes to your keywords, the bids, and pull keywords out or put new keywords in. You know, everything that you would do with a normal bid management tool, but they're tied to the tracking links through the affiliate network. So all the ROI tracking, so you go out and you spend $100 on keywords to drive them to one of your mini web pages for, let's say, Norton antivirus. And you will see what traffic clicks through from your jump pages, from your landing pages, and then with what they convert to and how much money you made. So you may have spent $100, you may have made $120 in commission. So now you're $20 ahead. You may be, you may have made $200, but that's what it's going to let you know. And you're going to be able to see by keyword which one's driving the most ROI. So you may be paying more for a specific keyword, and you're not getting conversions on that, and that's lowering your overall, return on ad spend. So you might stop buying that keyword, and now all of a sudden you have, you're making money.
Right, right. What are some of the other techniques besides the arbitrage opportunity, obviously, that can really help out, that, really sets a successful affiliate site apart from, everyone else in the field?
Well, I mean, in my opinion, content is king. I mean, think about, using the Internet yourself. When you're searching for things, and you're interested in something, you want content that delivers, that actually explains or answers what your questions. And the sites that have built out good content in niche verticals have gotten great traction. I always think of, if you're kind of a geek and you like to build computers, everyone knows Tom's Hardware, and that's like the place, that's the de facto place to go to learn about how to, all the pieces that go into a computer if you want to build one. And they've got a lot of people that contribute to making that valuable. And consequently, he has a lot of ad space now on his site. Now, that's a very rich and developed site, and took years to get there. But a lot of, again, content also from a search engine's perspective, when you look at search engine optimization, natural search, that's what the search engines are looking for too. So there's a reason for that. It's because that's what the consumer wants. So content is always great. And, you can do product reviews. You can do, informational sites. You can do product comparisons. You can have coupon and rebate sites so that, people like to come back. The other probably niche that's out there for affiliates are the rewards and cash back sites. So like the Ebates and the Fat Wallets, where people go and not only look for coupons, they actually have accounts where every purchase they make, they get cash back. And those are probably some of the most popular affiliate sites out there.
Oh, yeah. So I heard the guy last year won the award for Affiliate Summit, or won the award for, he was from Fat Wallet.
Yeah, the CEO of Fat Wallet, Tim Strong.
Right, And what do they do again? They're a cash rebate site?
They're a cash rebate and coupon site. So if you go to fatwallet.com, you'll see probably thousands of offers for getting, coupons if the merchants are offering, coupons or rebates. But you can also create an account at a site like that. And then you can, every time you buy through your links, through that website as a consumer, you get cash back into your account. U-Promise is another really big one. People probably see that even at the gas pumps. You can get U-Promise credit cards and things like that, and those all go into an educational account.
Is that U-Promise with that's spelled U, the letter U, then promise.com?
Right, right. And right. So a lot of parents obviously will shop through that as soon as they have children or even when they're pregnant, because all that money later in life can be used on their children's education, and it's a tax-sheltered account.
Right, right. And now, one of the other things that comes up all the time is, how much time it takes to really dedicate yourself to the affiliate sites. If you're a domainer or you're somebody that has the domain and you want to come up with affiliates, one of the easy things or one of the great things about having your names parked, you don't really have to do much. They park. If the traffic's there, you're going to make money and you're going to be able to going to be able to just sit back and collect your checks. I would say that affiliate marketing or affiliate sites would be somewhere in between the parking business and fully developed website with an e-commerce solution and, selling an actual product or service that you're dedicated to. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, there's always an easier way to do things, but, it's kind of like the old adage, you get out of it what you put into it, probably holds true, too. I don't have insight into what kind of revenue park domains can earn, but I know that there are affiliates that are earning tens and even hundreds and millions of dollars a month acting as affiliates. You know, we just at Affiliate Summit, we were the platinum sponsor there, and Digital River was, and we hosted a party on the first night, and we gave a check away for $50,000 to an affiliate that won that as a bonus above and beyond the commissions that they earn, because you know, as a network, we run sales contests, so the affiliates that are able to drive specific products, we set up product specific contests and things like that. The ones that, you know, hit those numbers get automatic increases in commissions, and we write checks for $40, $30, $20, $10,000. In this case, you know, the biggest check for last quarter was $50,000.
Who won that check?
His name is Tad, now I'm just drawing a blank on his Macy, Tad Macy.
And what affiliate site did he have, or did he have multiple sites?
He was actually doing keyword arbitrage, and it was really interesting because I was chatting with him while we were, you know, kind of before the party started, and asking him just, you know, what was his background, and he'd been in IT all his life. He's an older guy. He's not one of these young, you know, 20-something guys, and he's got a son in college, and he said, you know, he'd just been through a lot of downsizings in over the years, and thought, you know, maybe he ought to start looking to kind of own his own destiny, and started reading up about affiliate marketing. And I said, that's really interesting. I said, when did you get started? And he said, December 17th, 2005.
Oh,
so
really?
He's been doing it 7 months, and he's just got a $50,000 bonus check. So
on top of what he earned, and what did he earn in the regular period anyway?
I don't think I'm, you know, that's probably a little confidential.
Okay, well that. But the bonus was just a percentage of his overall earnings, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, $50,000 is a percentage increase. So yeah, he did really well, and obviously through arbitrage, he's spending money to make money. So you also have to
you gotta have a little bit of a bank to play that arbitrage. Yeah, you know, I have just a couple important. First of all, what product or service he was selling? Software stuff.
Yeah, this was all through Digital Rivers One Network. So he was only working through us because we're the ones that gave him that check. And he had focused on, you know, several of our products, some of the Semantic products, and some of the Computer Associates. You know, we have Pinnacle, a lot of really cool products that, you know, again, are, you know, these software companies. You know, they're carving out really neat niches. Pinnacle just came out with a product that'll actually, I think it's called Mobile Media. I probably have the name wrong, but it allows you to take DVDs and rip them to mobile devices like the video iPod.
Yeah, that's
so if anybody's been tracking how many video iPods have been sold, you can just imagine how many people are thinking, wow, wouldn't it be neat that I could just rip my DVDs that I get onto my iPod so I can watch them when I'm flying on planes or taking the train into the city.
Right. Now, the arbitrage opportunity, and it's arbitrage because obviously you're buying low and you're selling high and you're taking advantage of the space in the middle. Do you feel that in the near term and long term that this arbitrage opportunity between in the keyword business is going to last? Are the arbitrage opportunities going to get bigger, or is it going to shrink down to where arbitrage really isn't where going to play a part in the future based on, you know, what Google and Yahoo are trying to do with their networks?
Well, I mean, if you look at it from a merchant's perspective, they're also running their own, you know, search campaigns, and, you know, they're spending money to make money. So it does get competitive, but, you know, there's the saying, the long tail. There's millions and millions of keywords that get searched on. Some get searched, you know, maybe one or two searches a day or a month, but they may convert really well. And by owning or bidding on tens of thousands of those, you know, low volume, low cost keywords, the conversions can be, you know, still generate, you know, positive revenue. Where that's going to go in the long run, I mean, Google's a pretty big company, and they make a lot of money from people buying keywords, so I don't think that they're really interested in stopping that. But,
right.
You know, yeah.
Right. Well, that's great. Any other key points and topics before we wind up the show?
Well, obviously, if anybody wants to follow up, I can be reached at tcrawford@digitalriver.com. I'd be happy to answer any questions, or if somebody is interested in getting started and wants some help, I can certainly refer them to one of our affiliate recruiters, and they'll help, you know, show them the ropes and give them some tips and show them what they need to do to get started.
Right, and then again, if you have software related domains, or it's primarily software. What are the second tier and third tier products you guys work on?
Right now, we're 100% software, but we're looking to integrate some computer peripherals in the near future. So we'll have some hard goods as well. But you know, again, the digital download is Digital River's sweet spot right now, and that's again going to get you really good conversions because the person gets the product right then and there.
Right. How big is Digital River? How many employees?
It's 1,000 employees, publicly traded. So anybody wants to do a little research, their ticker is DRIV.
How's the stock doing?
It's a global company, too. So, you know, we're all over the globe, from Asia to Europe. So, again, a lot of opportunity. A lot of our affiliates are doing search in Germany and France and Asia.
Okay, well, that's great. If anybody has software-related domain names, it sounds like Digital River is the place to go. And again, let's contact Todd, and he'll get you to somebody that can really help out. Todd, really appreciate you driving and pulling over and taking the call early. And again, apologize for the screw-up on the time. And
that's okay.
I'm glad we had a chance to talk to you and learn more about Digital River and some of the successful ideas and tips that some of the domainers can use if they decide that they want to use some of the affiliate site networks for their business.
Well, I really appreciate you having me on, Monty, and good luck with your show. And if you have feedback, you know where to reach me. I'd love to come back and do some more stuff.
All right. Thank you very much, Todd. I really appreciate
it.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. Well, that wraps up. I guess we had a half a show this time, and we're going to have to reschedule with Christian for next week because the folks at the Webmaster Radio Studio are pretty exhausted. They've been there for a full day. We'll do a SES wrap-up next week and hopefully be able to reschedule with Christian then. I really want to have everybody listen to that interview as well. Christian has been working in the online web design and online media and education market in Latin America for the last 10 years. And he actually spoke at a domain-related panel in the SES show in Miami, and that's why we wanted to have him on the show. He owns about 1,000 domain names himself, and he's been a keynote speaker at over 50 conferences, and really knows the Latin American market. We've talked about it a couple times in previous shows about how hot the Latin American market is in the domain community. And he can really give us some input and insight on being successful there. You know, some of the big questions are, is it better to own a Spanish spelled out word with a .com on the end, or is it better to own a country code domain spelled in the same word or in an English word? And there's all kinds of different variables and varying extensions and translations in our dictionary and in the Spanish dictionary that can be confusing. And so he is an expert in that area and can really help us out. And of course, the Latin community is one of the fastest growing online communities in the world, just behind China. So it's pretty important to have them on. And also, just a reminder, last week, which was July 5th, the day after July 4th, it was a pretty light listening audience, or light audience in the chat room. I had an interview with Bruce Clay from BruceClay.com, and Bruce is considered one of the godfathers in the SEO industry. Matter of fact, he actually invented the term SEO, and it was an excellent interview. I suggest that all of you go back and get in the archives, because there were some really good points brought out about domaining and key points about search engine optimization and some of the new trends that are going on right now in on online website optimization that you guys should listen to. And another reminder is that SES in San Jose happens on the 8th through the 10th of August. For the first time, there will be a domain panel on the first day. I just sent everybody the link in the chat room. It's on the first day. I believe it's on the 9th, or it's the 8th, I think. You can go to jupiterevents.com, and then you can see the format and the show conference schedule for SES San Jose. But anyway, for the first time, we're going to have a domain-related panel. I'm leading the panel and doing a big overview and an intro on domaining and what it means today compared to where it was. And there's going to be a direct navigation pro side and negative side or against side. And then Google and Yahoo are also going to be present on the panel to talk about how valuable domain-related traffic or direct navigation traffic, what it means to their businesses. So it's going to be a really good conference, I believe, and a good session. With that, I will wind up this week's show. Again, sorry for the confusion at the beginning of the show, and we'll be on live next week, hopefully with Christian Van Hurst, and we'll have him on. See you then. Be the master of your domain. Bye-bye.